Joystick, the joystick show. Up, up, down, down, left, right, B, A, B, A, select.
Start.
Welcome, gamers, to our twisted reality. Bowser, I'm coming for ya.
Joystick, the joystick show.
We're back! What's going on there, Rumble Pack? This is the Joystick Show number 72A. Right?
Wow.
Huh?
That's weird.
What is?
I don't even remember saying 70 or 71.
We did. I don't know if we ever said it, but yeah, we have a lot going on. We're back from vacay, yep. Baby. Huh? Vacation. And we are what? We're different. Why are we different?
Because we're certified divers.
We are certified divers, baby. Up to 60 feet. Wait, 60 feet?
Oh, yeah. Well, we're certified for that, but...
Certified for that.
But we can go deeper.
We can go deeper. We can get our. We can go down and start narking ourselves out, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's not really good to say. Right now, people are like, dude, you're a father. You're telling about doing drugs for your son? No! I'm talking about inhaling nitrogen to a point where we go, whoop!
I don't think...
Huh?
I don't think that's how it works. I think it's just the pressure.
It is.
But or it's your
once
body,
you get really low.
Yeah, it's
like
your
over
body
100.
Inhaling nitrogen. Right.
Anyways, so since we've got our certification, we're talking about all these great diver video games we want to make, too. So developers out there, got to get with us. All our ideas. It's going to be crazy. So let's talk the show first. If you want to be a part of the show, how do you join us? Because we go, actually, we never mention this. We assume the listeners, as they grow with us, they know what's going on here. We are a father and son combo. We are a generational gappers. I have a certain take on video games since I started back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
In the days of my youth, I was playing Pong. Well, just caught the end of Pong. Atari, Commodore 64, in television, not in that order, actually. Nintendo, Xbox, all the game in between, Game Boys, stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
And then right on through to where we are now. You started with Xbox, right? The original.
I started with the Wii. The original.
Right, for a very short time, you were like, you know.
And then we went to the Wii.
2 years old.
And then we went to the Wii, and then...
Yes. So you take that from a different point of view of understanding games nowadays and the graphic.
But they were still pretty bad in the Xbox, the original Xbox, the graphics.
There was something bad?
They were still pretty bad.
Oh, I don't know. It's compared to what I came from?
No,
yeah. Not at all. So that's what we're talking about. So anyways, we go by our gamer tags and discuss this. Father being Bogue Spear.
And me being Thing 12.
Me being the son. The younger.
Owning
the
name.
All right. So how do they get a hold of us? They want to be a part of the show?
You can get a hold of us at joystick_show or joystickshow.com, which is our website, or joystickshow@gmail.com, which is our email. And then also Discord at joystickshow.
All right.
Is there space?
Very cool. All right. So let's get started. Well, we got our sponsors back. I got my sales folks working from the shortened episode last time. Sponsor this week is Gamer Fodder. Gamer Fodder, the special spice that you put on all of your snack foods to make it just a little bit better. Gamer Fodder comes from the rare arachna tree in the heart of the Amazon. Sprinkle on a little fodder on your chips and bam! You get the taste like of your local carnival. No, not the portalettes there, but the candy, corn, con candy, and sweets that you get. Gaming Fodder. Take one for the team. Order yours today. All right. Good stuff. A little spice action for your food. Mm. All right, let's talk. What's on the gaming front there, Thing 12? What are we playing?
What are you playing? Let's start with you, because...
Well, me, I'm just...
I know.
I'm playing what you're playing, so we can get into it. But I have been bringing back a little KeyForge, which KeyForge is a game that is... more of a board game. It's a card game, right? KeyForge.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic game. If you're a gamer all around, not just video gamers, board gamers, but card gamers, want to check this game out. It's actually, if you've heard of Magic, it's like that. But I actually think it's a better system. I know it's weird to say. I played them both. I just really like this system. Anyways, we're doing it online with that simulator again, and playing it. So video-wise, I get to play with folks around the world, some of my buddies. So we're doing that right now. But that's just a kind of every day when I get a chance. The big thing that we're doing is what?
Mario Maker 2, which we said two weeks ago, was coming out. And we finally got it on our way back from our vacation. I'm just really stuffy right now, so yeah, it's like I can tell.
Well, because it's like the morning. It's the first time we've done a morning show. People don't know this. The whole pack doesn't know. We got up specifically for you to get this done because we're so crazy, crazy, busy.
Yep. So it's super fun. So when you're talking about the generation and everything, of you talking about your old stuff and me talking about is. Connects the
it
two.
It is. This is a connective game. I agree with that.
And allows you to do your thing and allows me to do my thing and we can
right.
combine them. And so what it is, if you don't know, is Mario games, all five styles. I mean, all five. It's got the original Mario Bros. Style, the Mario 3, which is another original one, but and then
Super Mario World,
which I never even knew was a thing until this game. And then Super Mario Bros. U, which is what I grew up with, and then Super Mario Bros. 3D World.
Which is pretty crazy looking. It's cool.
Yeah.
Now, 3D World, you got that game. It was on Switch, wasn't it? You got the 3D World?
No, 3D World was on U. I never got it.
Oh, you never did? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
But, yeah, so it's a game where you make your own Mario levels, and you can also play others. So, they have a story mode, and it's amazing. I already finished it, 100% completion.
I haven't played it yet.
I'm the story mode. And the reason I did it, I tried to grind it out, is because you actually unlock things to make in the maker so that when you complete it, like me getting 100% gave me a new power-up in the new or the original Super Mario Bros. And the 3D World.
Cool.
So now there's two new power-ups. So yeah, that's why I just grinded that out. But the actual making of the levels is where the beef comes in. So I made... How many levels have I made? I've made five already. Mm-hmm. Or five and... No, four.
And they're actually really good.
I've made four and you made two.
Right. Right.
And...
Mine's not so good. Well, my first one was pretty good. Yeah, I am amazed at this game. The way you can construct... If you remember back in the day when it starts off, you brought on... Mario Brothers came up and you started that level right away in the clouds with the nice little flowers lifting up from the tubes, the whole nine yards, the power up right away. Remember the beginning scene? You run up, boop, pop it up, the mushroom comes out, and you grow the whole thing. That you can make it, you can design it the way you want it to.
Down to everything, down to the scrolling. You can make it auto, choose where you want the screen to go.
The graphic interface on this thing is fantastic. It's all done on a grid. So you can never really screw things up, right? Because it's still cubes, even in the 3D mode, right? How it's made. I'm sticking to the originals because I love it. And the fact I can actually make my own is fantastic. As you go through it, and the cool, what I really find amazing about it, not only can every functionality be used, right, to create these really cool kind of puzzles, right? You can do like certain, use some of these things. I've seen it, you get really creative and seen it where you can, you know, create puzzles within the game that you got to figure out how to do. But just the fact that you can scroll up, down, left, right, create boundaries, do things with this game, it's just unbelievable. And then quickly test it out, and then it shows you where you ran and jumped, so if you or did certain things, so if you need to tweak it, move things over, it makes it very easy
to
adjust.
I've used that so many times to make precise jumps.
They didn't have to add that in. That's just amazing a piece to really make it a stronger design tool, right, to do this, to make games. Now, interesting enough, I take that and go, man, how cool would that be to then, you know, design other type of games, especially with the 3D world? Mm-hmm. If you can make your own maps, you know what I mean, and then upload them and then play, I don't know, Zelda, and have Zelda run through something down the line, you know what I mean, create a whole different world for that. I think the
wait, what do you mean?
Like, if you want to go in and just expand other games, right?
Oh,
and
create it's, your oh, map, make, using create your, the, like a Zelda maker.
Yeah. So in other words, I think the engine itself, the design, the whole game itself, outside of being Mario, right? Just the
back
end.
Yeah, but
it
works well for Mario because everything is a square. Everything is a block like that. Zelda is a more advanced.
Yes, but you could, right, you could extrapolate. I'm not saying it's going to happen now. Maybe the processor can't do it, right? Handle the graphic processor, yeah. But you can do that. That's how they map a lot of stuff.
Actually, though, in this new Zelda game coming out, it's called Link's Awakening.
Yeah.
It's a very, like, cartoon-looking Zelda. It's cool, though. People are really excited for it.
Yeah.
In the game, a lot, like, 70% of the game's story is dungeons, where you go in and go through doors, and you go through this whole dungeon thing that's, like, square, 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 square. And in the game, they have an option for you to make your own dungeon that people can go through.
Oh, wow.
So have different rooms that have different things in them.
See, they're already taking advantage of their work, right?
And doing this. That, so.
It's probably the same exact engine. That's my point. So that's cool.
Well, no, it's pretty different because it's just you literally have squares, a bunch of square tiles, which are like a grid. But it's literally just pre-designed rooms that you mix together and put in your own order and put in.
Well, I mean, back to Mario Maker 2, one of the coolest things I like about it, especially for the ROM pack thing, should I get it, not get it, it's for the Switch, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what's, I think, very cool about it, too, is the community that's involved in doing this, is that once you get it done, and you first have to solve it yourself, right, before you can upload it, but when you upload it, you can make it available for the community, so people can go on and play your levels, rate it, say if it's great, not great, do whatever. I just think that's very cool that you're really getting people, you know what I mean, to run on, take advantage of your
thing. And if they're
thing.
If they're really good people, or at least in the community know what they're doing, they'll comment, because you can comment, and they'll tell you where they died too much.
I think this is where a YouTube thing you should be doing. You should be running through your own, you should design your graphics and run through it, right? And then post it, so when the people go online and play it, if they're having a hard time or trying to figure it out, they go to your walkthrough with it and show you how to do it.
Yeah, well, I think that'd be awesome. Seen that happen for plenty of levels, even if someone doesn't have a channel and they have zero subscribers, but they go on and they say in the description, walkthrough on this on YouTube. Because if it's like a puzzle or a troll level. Yeah. But
wait, a what level?
A troll level. They make levels. I played it last night. It's when there's just like invisible blocks that have they're called cheeps, the little fish that come out. Or like, it's kind of a puzzle you have to solve, but at the same time, it's like trolls you. So if you, it's like, oh, you see a question block, open it up, it spawns a muncher or an enemy that kills you. So it's like, it's just a bunch of stuff that trolls the level. Or that trolls the player.
What's the definition of troll? Tell me that, trolls the level. What does that mean, troll?
It means... Do you know what troll means? It's been used in generations.
I know, but not
it means like.
What is your definition?
I don't know. It means to like mess with the player.
Mess with the person, troll. Okay, just like online, I guess. I guess there's no difference than when you troll somebody online. Okay.
But what I was gonna say, another thing is that it was I had something really good to say, but I don't remember what it was. Did I say that they can comment and
yes,
then
that's where you left off.
Tell me where they died, and I can go. You can actually go back in the level and
fix it,
and fix it, or make it easier, and then upload it so that it's just an easy playthrough, or even not make it too much easier, but just make it so that they're not dying constantly over that part. But
yeah. Very cool. I think the game is probably one of the best connective games, right? As far as generations go, folks have played back in the 80s, 90s, early 90s with the Nintendo when it first came out, and then what it's available now, just the fact you can do that, design it, and so forth, and the fun in the game, just designing, much less playing it, but the fact that you design and play it, it reminds me of a game, we had this game called Auto Duel, and it was a game that you designed a track to race on, right? It was a Commodore 64 game. I might have mentioned it, 50 shows ago, but what allowed you to do is then you raced on this track against buddies and friends, right? And I think there was even guns you can shoot people. I can't remember the detail of it, but just awesome. The fact that you could design the course, then go race the course. That's exactly what this is. It gives me that same kind of feeling, kid feeling that we used to do with that game. So if you have a Switch and you're looking for something that's a little more entertaining depth-wise, not just in gameplay, but game design, gameplay, and
it's
everything.
Crazy how advanced that game is. It's like, you think, oh, okay, I have these things to work with and I build, but the game itself and the amount of, I saw this video on the amount of levels that you could actually create in the game with the sub-areas.
You saw this video?
The thing, there was a number so big, the amount of levels you can create, that it, like, it wasn't even named. Like, the number wasn't even named. It was, it's just a giant number. Like, they, I was watching, as his name's Game Theory, he does a lot of stuff on other games and everything. It's really interesting to watch. And so, it's a number called the Mario, I forgot the last part. It was, like, the I don't remember. It was, like, the Marioplex, I think.
Okay.
It's a number so big, it's just giant. It's, like, 10 to the E power, right, or whatever, like, you know, those big numbers?
Yeah.
And, it was a giant number, and, like, the game itself is so advanced that they do that. But not only that, someone made a working calculator in the game.
Yeah.
So, like, that's how insane it got. Someone made, what else did someone make? They made a, well, first of all, they find ways to glitch the game out of its mind to give it even more possibilities.
Really?
So, like, it's, there's so much to do. But yeah, the calculator thing blew my mind.
Right.
But then I saw it, and it was really just, I don't know, it's pretty awesome. Crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing what people are doing that. You know what's interesting? You know what I do? I want to do a game where it starts, and you run, and you have to jump on the flag, then goes down, then runs and starts, jumps on the flag, and just keep doing that over and over again. But if you ever jump and not make the top of the flag, you have to start from the beginning again.
Hmm? What do you mean?
What? What are you looking at me like I'm,
I don't know.
You know, at the end of like regular Mario, beginning mm-hmm. Mario, when you finish a level, you run and jump the pole, the flagpole, and grab the top, and then slide down. It gives you the most points,
mm-hmm.
right? That's all that each level is, but you have to run and jump and grab the top of the pole.
Once you grab the pole, the level's done.
Yes, but if you don't jump and grab the top of the pole, right, then you have to start over again. Can you do that? In other words, if I run and jump and grab the middle of the pole,
drop down,
doesn't give me my 1,000, only 200, you don't win. It brings you back. You run through and have to do it again.
No, it doesn't work.
No, it doesn't do that?
No. You can cover up the whole middle of the pole and only have the top showing.
Oh, there we go.
So that you can't hit the other
pole. Yeah, I'll put something on it that you die if you don't jump and get it right at the tip of the pole.
But
I'm making it.
But that's too easy, because if you have something, what people have done that is hard is they'll cover up the entire pole with spikes except for one little thing in the middle.
Yeah. Oh, somebody's already done it.
And then little thing in the middle that's open, though, and they jump and they have to get it perfectly in between the two spikes, and it's really annoying. It's like,
It's called the annoying level. I love it. The annoyer.
Yeah.
No. Good stuff, though. Lots of fun. I'm telling you right now. Well worth it. Is it $60, the game?
Yep.
Okay. So, Mario Maker 2. Oh, and we didn't even talk about the fact you can actually do Mario and Luigi.
Oh, yeah. It's multiplayer. The first one wasn't.
Yeah. So, matter of fact, don't even... If you had the first one thing, I'm not buying a 7 because the first one stunk. Don't even think about that.
This
just
one
put
has
that
so many new things. A whole new style. Multiplayer.
Right.
You can play online versus.
Two people can do it. Matter of fact, it's interesting. I haven't seen this yet, but are there mazes and levels made that you have to play two players? In other words, one person has to do one thing, one has to do the other?
I think there is, but they put the tag on a multiplayer versus.
Yeah.
Or they'll name them 2 to 4 players or whatever, but.
Yeah. To me, that's awesome.
Actually, no, I don't think you can do that. No, because when you test a level to upload it, you can only have one person. So, I don't think,
See, that's an
But the other thing you can do is edit with two people. So, which I've never done yet. I feel like the screen's way too small to do that. But if you dock it and then have it on a bigger screen, even though it still only gives you the same amount of grid spaces, it makes it easier, I guess, when you're up there.
Yeah.
But then again, it makes it harder because when you use the controllers to place and delete, it's so much worse than touchscreen. Just slide. So, I don't know. I've never done it, but...
Yeah, but that's cool. You can do two players on it, too, and run through it in the maze. So, I love that as well. Very cool. All right, that is Mario Maker 2, and that is on the game front. There's just actually a little bit, not much at all on the news, but let's hit the news.
The Joystick News Report.
Joystick News!
All right, in the news, a couple things I saw. Speaking of the Switch, since this show is talking about the Switch today, Nintendo teases expanding the Switch Online library beyond NES games. So I wasn't aware of this, obviously you probably are, is that only thing online are Nintendo system games, right? There's no GameCubes, there's no Nintendo 64 and SNES games, right, on all this mm-hmm. for people to play, is that right? It looks like they're going to expand it. So if the game, I don't know what games came out with GameCube. Actually, I remember a good buddy, Opakir is a really good buddy, worked for Nintendo and was part of the GameCube development. Mm-hmm. But I can't really remember a single game that was unique to the Cube. Do you know? Was there one that came out just for the Cube? Or that, you know, at the time that was a good game?
I don't know, but I know a bunch of Smash Bros. Did, or at least one Smash Bros., I'm pretty sure. But, you said your buddy's buddy.
Right.
Made the Cube. So you're saying when your friend, Old Peculiar, was, like, 15, he had a friend that was working and making
it. No, GameCube came out in, 2001. 2002, so right about the time you were born, or just before or something, it came out. Yeah, because it wasn't, I think it was, early 2000s, I guess. Actually, look it up. When did the GameCube come out? But he was involved with Nintendo at the time doing it. Mm. So, but I'm just thinking.
For some reason, I was thinking it was coming out in, like, late 80s or something.
What's that? No, not the Cube. I'm just interested to see that they're going to add more games. Maybe the fact that there isn't a lot of good games is why they didn't do it. You know, most of their signature games or development games came out. I mean, you figure the Wii, what about the Wii U? You know what I mean? That's not available, games from the Wii U. Well, no, that's probably NES, right? This is the main systems. So maybe that is out there. But anyways, I just thought it was interesting that it's not a full online gaming service. And now they're thinking about doing that, launching that. So that's interesting. Hey, I know it's a video game review show, but you see that, I guess there is some connections here that the... that Netflix, remember the game The Witcher? I think they just relaunched all the games into a package, like a master remaster, right? On the Switch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, they're actually I think it's Netflix is actually launching the Witcher TV series show. It's coming out on Netflix. So I never played the game, so I really don't know much about the storyline or what have you. But, I mean, I'm wondering, I did hear that the storyline is pretty cool, and the fact that they're doing a TV show or a show off of that must make it really valuable, that the content's pretty good on it. I'm not sure when it's due
out. Like it'd be another Game of Thrones or something.
Huh?
Seems like it'd be another Game of Thrones or something.
Yeah, it may be. I'm not really sure. They said that they plan, well, there's a panel on it that's coming on July 19th at the Comic-Con in San Diego. And I think they're going to sit down and going to give a lot of details on the fall release plans for it. I think they're wrapping up production now on it. Mm-hmm. So, interesting. I'm, you know, like I said, remember I told you the merging of movies and video games? It's come along. A lot of the actors, right, are going into video games. I think there's going to be another kind of a growth, generational growth that kind of mix and matches.
Yeah. I wonder what actor would play him.
What, The Witcher?
Yeah. Tom Hanks, maybe?
Tom Hanks?
With long white hair.
No. What are you on your mind? What is that about? The Witching dude? No, it'd be probably...
with long white hair.
No, it'd probably be Russell Crowe. Or can he grow long white hair? I don't know. Wig,
yeah.
Probably something like that. I don't know. If he's even still in the game, in the business. Oh, there he is.
The person played Legolas? Who's that?
No, not Legolas. What's his name? It's,
Wait.
I don't know his name. Shoot, look it up. Right there.
Via star Henry.
Henry
Cavill.
Cavill. Henry Cavill. Look him. I don't know what else he's done. But there's your answer.
He played Superman?
Oh yeah, he was Superman. Yeah. In the bad Superman.
The new Superman. I don't know.
Oh, I guess it wasn't that bad, right? Yeah, that's right. He's not. That's right, because he said he wasn't doing another Superman. Yeah, remember, he's no longer doing Superman, and Ben Affleck's no longer doing Batman for DC. Yep. So that's right. That's what the dude is. So yeah, the dude that played Superman is playing in the movie. So we'll see how that is. What else we have? Anything else that you saw of importance? I just had a couple of things there to go over. It was kind of a week in news.
Yeah, I don't know.
A week. I just said week. I don't know. Big news, obviously, is Spider-Man, the movie. Speaking of movies and TV shows, came out. So there's a lot to talk about in regards to that, which I know you have something here as well. So, all right, that's just a quick news update.
This concludes your Joystick News Report.
Joystick News!
All right, so speaking of Spider-Man, it's time for the... riff rap. And what do we have to talk about?
We have a new VR game that I tried out called Spider-Man Far From Home VR.
Nice.
So, the last year, or when they came out with Homecoming, they launched a VR game called Spider-Man Homecoming VR, and it was free, and it was really simple. It was fun, but it was simple. You shot webs, you threw something, and everyone thought it was cool, and then to the end, when you got to move once, and it was like you webbed onto something, and your screen like moved to it really fast. And then at the end, there's a vulture, and he said, "Quick, web the helicopter, or whatever." Mm-hmm. And you thought you're gonna swing, and you do. You web it, and then it just kind of swings you, and then you're done. And it was cool, but it was like not a cool thing about it. It was like, all right, so you stand there and just shoot your webs and pull things.
Single, right? Single shoots.
Yeah. Shots. No, you could pull things. Oh, you could pull, like, you shoot a web and pull it. And it was honestly fun to just pull things around. But we were all sad that we couldn't do couldn't web swing. And then they just released the Spider-Man Far From Home VR. And it is a free roam VR game. And you can swing and you can make a web wall. It's so cool.
You mean
and
a
it's
web wall?
Completely free. It's completely free, yeah. So you put you shoot your webs on two things, two surfaces, and then you put your hands together, and it creates a web on that surface.
That's pretty cool.
And it really does nothing except if you're playing the story, though. When there's only it's a free game, so the story mode is one level. You go out there, and there's this giant robot walking through the city, and you have to take off all the armor that the drones are taking from the road and putting on them.
Mm-hmm.
And so you take it all off. Once it's off, you create a web wall, and he falls into it, and then you web the robot up. And then that's the end of the story. And then you swing around doing it, and it's cool. That's the only time you use the web wall.
Give a spoiler to that?
Yeah, sorry. But you use a web wall, and that's the only time. And then you can go to free roam, and they have objective-free like races you can do and everything. But otherwise, it's just super cool to swing
just
around.
Just swing around, feeling like you're Spider-Man.
It's really cool. And I don't know.
Does it give you a good experience like that? I bet it does, because, again, here's what I love about it. What is it? I'm not running. I don't have to run. Right?
Yeah.
So Spider-Man is a perfect, I think, superhero, good example of a game where you could feel more immersed because you can swing, right?
You can run, though. You run on the ground and then you jump.
I know you can, but I'm saying you don't always have to, because if every game is just running and you don't feel like you're running, I think it loses a lot of realism.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not sitting in a chair in a mech or on the Starship Enterprise or doing stuff like that, right? Or swinging or standing and shooting, like at a range, right? I think once you start adding the run mechanism without having a treadmill, a real-life thing that you're on doing it, I think it loses some
You know what's actually validity. Cool? When you're talking about realism and everything, trying to make it seem real, this is kind of random, but it's a different game, but it's this game called Richie's Plank Experience. Plank Experience.
Uh-huh.
And it's a cool game you can buy, but this one person, or the game developers... launched a video about it, like the trailer.
Yeah.
And what they did was... let me just describe the game first. You go up an elevator. There's other stuff to do, like fly around with these jets or whatever. It's super cool. But the main thing is you go up an elevator, go to the very top of this building, and it opens up, and there's a plank. It leads out, and it's just, like, on the ground, right?
No.
And so it's cool. You walk out, But you actually don't, like, use your controller to walk out. You actually walk out with your feet. And so the game developers, on the trailer, they got a giant room, and they got this plank. That was the exact length in the game. And they put it down, and a light breeze blowing on the people. So they had people test it out. And they were walking on a plank, just in a room. Looking down on that and walking on it. And it was wiggling on the floor and everything. And it was just probably a super cool experience
felt. I can't do it, because in real life...
And they were all getting down on the log and, like, hugging it and, like, going very slowly to the end.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
I cannot do, like, in real life, those things where you go up to the glass bottom floors and look down and stuff like that. I can't do it. Literally, my body will not let me stand out on that thing. It is the worst.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
That's fun. But, yeah, that's realism in VR. But this game, Spider-Man, it didn't, like... the swing and everything, it felt good, but the actual, like, when you're there, when it's all said and done, you're just standing, and it's like, you're swinging, and it's cool to actually blue in the physics and everything, where if you're going super fast, you web the buildings right next to you, and you turn, and then go.
All right.
So everything's good, everything's amazing about it, except you're I mean, you're standing. If
right.
there was anything you could do to make it feel more real, but...
Maybe we could put you in some kind of, like, you know, baby Bjorn? No. What is that thing where babies can hang in a doorway? You know, you hang yeah. the thing and you kind of bounce on it? What if we made an adult version of that?
That'd be interesting, huh? Yeah.
How cool would that be? And then you put in the doorway of the VR room you're in, and you attach to it, and you kind of bounce on it as you play.
Yeah.
Oh, the Spider-Man cool. VR baby experience. Bouncer. I don't know. That would be awesome. All right. So last thing, did you see the controllers? I wanted to mention that as I looked more deep into it, and I saw that the Quest is out for sale. Now the S, right, the Oculus S,
mm-hmm.
is out. How they've changed the controllers to be more like the Vive, more like the PS4 VR.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of that. I don't know about you. I love my Oculus controllers on my original, you know, versus what I see there. The whole hand straight on thing holding on to them. It does not feel as comfortable. I like the glove type of feel that we have. Don't you? Or
yeah,
no?
I do. I think, especially when, like, you just have it and say you accidentally punch something. Granted, yeah. you want to punch it with your fist versus the controller, but you feel like your hands are covered. I don't know. I like feeling of, like,
yes.
having it around you. It's almost like you're putting, like, a circle around your fist or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
It's enclosing you, but you have all these triggers. And they're really nice. It's like a simple, it's like you're actually shooting a gun versus it tilted up and you're like
exactly
tilting your hand, which is already
yeah,
just annoying
doing it,
to do.
Which is already bad.
But
yeah.
it's just a nice, I don't
yeah.
know.
I think it's a bad, big mistake, honestly.
Yeah.
But I think it's a mistake.
But maybe
that they
not.
Have to...
We've never used those, so
well,
maybe not. Maybe
yeah.
more comfortable. But
that's a good point. Well said. But I'm just looking at the ergonomics is the word, right?
Yeah.
Of
and it just looks straight up just not.
Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't look comfortable. But we'll have to give it a try. I'm going to go and test it out and come back. And I don't know if folks have it. And if I'd love to hear the Roma Pack. If you have an Oculus S, a Quest, I know Vive, folks, they're all about that. I mean, that's all you play. That's what you know, too. And same thing with PS4. With little glowy balls on the top
yeah.
of it. But if you've played the original Oculus and now the new, let me, you know, shoot us an email, send a comment on it. I'd like to hear what you think on that because it's important as we look. I mean, I'd love to get a Quest. I'd love to advance a little bit in the VR world, but I'm just not sure. Just don't feel comfortable
yeah.
with that right now.
And honestly, so. I don't know about getting the Quest. I'd rather get the S because if you think about it, it's cool. It's less cords.
Right.
No cords, right?
Right.
Except for probably
one.
Sensors.
Yeah.
The Quest is the thing that's wireless, and you just
yeah.
wear it, but it's,
Well, maybe we can sell this one and upgrade.
But I feel like the graphics on it won't be as good, or something about it won't be as good, like the games.
Yeah.
I don't know, I feel like there's gonna be a big restraint on it that just gets it to be, like, obviously that...
Well, we're gonna have to have a VR room anyways,
versus,
right, in the new studio
yeah,
section.
Basically.
That's gonna be there, so we'll see. Alright, so that's the wrap on the Rift. Let's go to what now?
Deal of the week.
All right, and what is that deal of the week? Just taking a quick look at it is that
probably,
they got some pre-orders right now.
Probably, honestly, the Spider-Man game. It's free.
Yeah.
It's a good deal of the week for a game like that if you want to pick it up.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
Cause how much play can you get on it? Is there enough play to make
well,
it
Well, honestly...
Worthwhile?
Like, no, you can probably play it for, like, an hour and
yeah.
then be done with it. But then you can also, but you feel like you gotta, like, every once in a while you'll come back to it and still have the same amazing feeling, so.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, so, I mean, yeah, because I don't really see a lot in the shuffle on special deals or anything. A lot of times they'll come up with something cool. I mean, it is Best Buy's 4th of July sale. I mean, to give them a little love, you might want to check on that. They have some specials going on right now for the 4th of July,
mm-hmm.
and of course, if you get this and it's too late, it doesn't help you on it. But so cool, that's good information. All right, lastly, let's just go to new releases for the week of July 7th. What do we have? Oh, Penn and Teller VR. Oh, you want to do magic VR wise? Can I saw a woman in half VR? Oh yeah, that'd be awesome. Can I tame a tiger VR wise? No. I don't know. It's coming out for the PS4, actually, so you Sony folk out there, take a look for that game if you're a magician lover. What else do we have? Professor Loompo and His Horrible Pets. No idea what that is. Nintendo Switch coming out.
There's a lot of indie games.
Huh?
Just a lot of indie games.
Yeah, there's a lot of indie games. A funny-looking game, Skulls of the Shogun. Coming off of Nintendo Switch, it got a 7.5 rating. User rating was only 6.35.
Was good. So Switch, that's coming out. So the one that got really good ratings was this game called Hollow Knight. It's a Void Heart edition, but it's mostly for it's in Europe for PS4 and Nintendo Switch. Folks across the pond that are listening, take a look at that. Red Faction got an 8.8, and it's for PS4. So boy, there's a lot out for.
Isn't there a game, another game called Red Faction that was for like the original Xbox?
I think so. I remember something.
Didn't
like
we
that.
Own it?
We did.
Red Faction.
No, is it Red Alert? No, no. There was a Red Alert, but that was more like a Command and Conquer.
But
game.
Like Red Faction, that brings so many bells. Red Faction.
Lost Orbit, Terminal Velocity for all across the U.S., Europe, Australia for Xbox One, PS4, and Nintendo Switch. Tells the story of Harrison, an astronaut, and his struggle to return home. So it's kind of like maybe it's a survival game in space trying to get home.
Yeah,
there
I
you
know.
Go, Thing 12, huh?
That's why.
Get it? Get it?
No, there's an astronaut survival game. It's that. It's that funny one I showed you. It was called...
oh, yeah, I saw called... that. That looked cool. Like something cowboy or something?
No, it was like... It was like breathe or breath. Oh, breathage. Breathage.
Oh, gotcha.
Or breath edge. Yeah.
Nice. All right. So that's nothing really else I see coming out of significance to talk about. Kingdom Come Deliverance Royal Edition for Xbox One in Europe. Nothing else. All right. So nice little show there. Wrap up. Doing some more Mario Maker. Going back at it. We'll have to. You know what you have to do is you have to post those and people, how do they, can they
the
go
codes.
Play
I
your
I can post the codes and then they can play them.
Can they? How yeah. do they find you, like your games? Do they just type in?
No, they post the code. I can post the code. They have to type in a code. It's like it's a 9-letter code.
Okay, and you can do that on like Twitter? Can we post out it on Twitter? Okay, so yeah. We'll send it out that way. And if you, the Rolling Pack, if you guys have a Switch, have the game, want to try it, I'm telling you, you got to check out Thing 12. He's got a couple of cool maps he made up that I solved right away.
No.
Not. I'm still struggling. Struggling! Anyways, good times. All right, folks. That's the show. And again, if you want to get a hold of us.
You can. At @joystick_show on Twitter. Joystickshow.com, which is our website. Or joystickshow. At joystickshow on Discord.
Right.
Or Gmail. Joystickshow. Oh, you just, or yeah. I just said that again.
Yeah, you already did it. That's all right. Don't worry about it. It's only the way for them to contact us. Don't worry about it. All right,
I've
folks.
I've only said it 400 times in every episode.
I know. I apologize for asking you to do it again. Till next time, game on.
Joystick, the Joystick Show.